The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of Brewer Media Group.
It's time for the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour. Gain practical advice on financing, mortgages, small businesses, and life with Ben Phillips of Home Rage Mortgages and Sabrina Smedley of Sabrina Realty Associates. Learn the inside tips from two of the most successful entrepreneurs in the Chattanooga area. And now, here are your hosts, Sabrina and Ben.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Saturday morning, Sabrina.
Happy Saturday morning, Ben.
Hey, this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour.
I know. I'm so excited to be back on the air with you. It's been way too long. For those just tuning in, this is our new Saturday morning real estate show.
Absolutely. And what a fun time we get to have doing this. You know, I think we've been holding out, well, like draft picks, you know.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
They just did the NFL draft, and we had to hold out for our purse.
That's right. Well, it's time. It's time. And you know what? There's never been a better time because there is so much going on in our local housing market, as you know. I mean, things are very busy.
Very busy. I think we have another word for that.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
It's an exciting time for Chattanooga.
That's right. Absolutely. We just need more homes. More homes to sell. The only problem is we have too much demand and not enough homes. Yeah. But what does that mean? It's a great time to sell your home if you're a seller.
Amen. And you know what? A buyer's market, I don't know when that's going to be back.
I know.
It's going to be a while, folks.
Well, but we're going to ride the wave as long as we can, aren't we?
Absolutely. Get surfing.
That's right.
Have some fun.
That's right.
So today, we've got a lot on tap today. So tell us what's going on.
Well, we're going to have a lot of information to provide today. We've got a special guest in the studios with us today, Lisa Heath. And she's an attorney at First Title. She's actually one of the owners of First Title and an attorney there. And Ben, you and I know how important it is to have the right title company on board with every real estate transaction.
Indeed. And, you know, I know that the title company can make or break a deal.
Absolutely.
So I think Lisa is going to help us understand and help the audience understand exactly how important that title is.
She's going to help us understand that. We're going to talk about some issues and problems that arise during some transactions people may not think about.
Right.
And also, they've got a new app. Very exciting. She's got a new app. State-of-the-art technology. I think they're ahead of the industry with that. And she's going to tell us a little bit about the new app they have, and it's just for special people like you and me.
Yep. It's for the realtors and the lenders. It's going to help them grow their business faster and be real-time on the information because, let's face it, clients need real-time data. They need real-time success.
That's
moving
right.
Forward. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Time is money.
Well, we've got a lot of information to cover, so let's go ahead and bring Lisa Heath in.
Hey, Lisa.
Good morning, Lisa.
Always good morning,
nice
Sabrina.
To see your pretty
morning,
smiling
Ben.
Face.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining
bright
us.
Early.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for joining us so early on a Saturday morning. So, Lisa, for people out there listening, you know, if we're talking about a title company, a lot of people don't understand, and you find this, you know, when I'm writing offers, especially for first-time homebuyers and stuff, they don't understand who closes the transaction. So let's just start with the basics today. What is title? What does that mean? What is title?
Title is ownership. It explains how or why by deed a person or an entity can own a piece of property. Talking about real estate. So title represents ownership.
Okay, and why is it important to choose a reputable title company?
Well, there's lots of reasons, and more important besides the ownership and knowing what type of ownership a person has, their defects are rampant if they're not properly addressed in the beginning of a transaction. And also, a closing agent is very important for a variety of reasons, for safety and security, preventing fraud, and making sure that people's money is put in the right place.
Now, most people just, you know, see that title as a cost, Lisa. So why, you know, what is important about title in respects to those costs that they see? Because I know you guys get a lot of tough questions along the way. Sometimes, hey, what's this fee? What's that fee?
Uh-huh.
Give everybody just a little perspective on what these costs do for you when it comes to the importance of title, because I get that, but our audience is thinking, you know, the title is $1,000 or whatever. What is this for? What kind of questions do you get regarding the cost of title?
Well, title is a one-time fee, so you're not going to have to spend that money again. We put a lot of research and investigation. We ask a lot of questions to find out how this property is titled at that particular moment in time. So what it does is it takes a look backwards to see what has happened with that property from day one or since records have been kept. We go to the courthouse, we research and discover the ownership of property. That ownership is good at that time. So that's what the title is telling you. We also have a, we will pay you. We take care of issues that could arise. So hopefully, though, they don't arise because we have done our research.
Right. So the bottom line is, I see the element here. It's about time. So you guys can go back, you know, since records have been kept, I think Daniel Boone, you know, from the history of time, if someone else owned a piece of that property, whether it be the whole piece of property or part of that property, you go back so far, if anything should ever arise, and you think about this, this is the biggest financial decision of someone's life, buying a home.
Yes, it is.
So they want to be protected in that purchase. You know, when I go to a restaurant, I'm hoping to purchase good food, and I'm hoping that food is going to treat me well over the next 24 to 48 hours
and not sit on the midline, right?
That's right. That too. So when I go, so basically what I'm getting from you is that when people go and buy a home, this title is like the receipt. This is your house, this is your property, and no one can really take that away from you. Is that right.
Now, what we have, there's a lots of representation of title. And traditionally, what a person will see is a deed. And that is their title to the property. So when people say, I want a title, they're really saying they want a deed.
Right.
And what we do is we guarantee that the deed is a clear title to the property that they're making their biggest life investment for. And that is what is so important.
Well, let me say this too, Lisa. It's not only important to make sure the title is clear of any defects, but it's also important to ensure that title. And, you know, some folks don't understand how important it is to get an owner's title policy. Talk a few minutes on just how important it is to not only make sure that that title's clear by doing a title search, but also ensuring that title so that nothing can arise later.
Okay. Well, the first thing that we do is in our investigation or research of the title is going to the courthouse and doing the steps that would be looking at prior deeds, looking to see if there's easements, and making sure that people have signed the deeds. And the other thing is, and the reason why title insurance is so important is we could research all day long. We can see deeds. We can see that they're signed. We can see that they're notarized. But what we can't see is that the person who signed that deed was legitimately the right person that should have signed it. Mm-hmm. So that could be something that could come back in the future, that perhaps it was a fraudulent deed, that it was a person, maybe a son signing for the father, so it was a fraud and not a forgery of some sort, and that kind of thing would arise. But if you didn't get title insurance, you would not be compensated if that person came and knocked on your door and said, hey, this is my house. I've been in Florida for the past 6 months and my son sold it. And here you have put out all this money and you have not gotten what you think that
you have. How often is there something fraudulent involved with a deed? Is that pretty often?
It's not all that often, the fraud part, but I would say that about 30% of the time, there may be a defect in the title.
All right, that's exciting about the fact that title insurance is clearly an important part. So, if, folks, if you're just now joining us, this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't forget to visit us on Facebook at TN Radio Show. On Facebook, TN Radio Show. Now, we're talking to Lisa Heath of First Title, and I'm going to tell you right now that they have done thousands of transactions year. And Jeremy, I know him personally over there. Lisa and him have built an extraordinary business. They're over there on Broad Street. You can, you know, they get a lot of calls. Here's their phone number, 423-265-2507. If you need anything, you can call and ask for questions regarding real estate. They get lots and lots of real estate questions, and they're here to help you get the proper conveyance you need. Now, you bring up title insurance. A lot of folks will say, why do I need title insurance, Lisa? So please, you're getting the softball here.
Yes.
Tell everybody why they need title insurance.
Okay. I'm just going to give you just a little title insurance is not exciting, although I am excited about it. Most people aren't excited. But the reasons, I'm just going to give you a few reasons why you might want title insurance. Somebody else may have ownership in your property. A document may not be signed properly. There could be forgery, fraud, duress in the signing of a document, in the chain of the title, defective recording on any document. It could be recorded in the wrong courthouse. There could be liens or judgments against a person or an entity regarding that property. Taxes. Taxes are one of the biggest things. People just sometimes forget to pay their taxes, and they go, and over time they earn interest and penalties, and it can be an exorbitant amount of money and be devastating. And then the county can pay the sell the property for back taxes.
And sometimes there's issues people aren't even aware of.
Absolutely.
So, well, when we come back, we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about common problems that you see. And then we'll talk more about fees and other title companies' expenses when we return. You're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM.
Maybe you've had a situation like this.
Hi, I'm Luke Raby with Paul Bunyan Tree Service. I've lived in Ringgold my whole life. We bought a house in 2011. We got it financed in a local bank.
And what was your experience with the bank?
I feel like they took advantage of us because we didn't know the mortgage process and my payment was too high.
So Luke, what'd you do next?
So I called Ben Phillips at Home Rate Mortgage. He saved me $1,500 a month on my house payment.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
My experience at Home Rate Mortgage was awesome. They treated me just like I treat my customers.
So what did your wife say to $1,500 a month? How'd she react?
She said that she couldn't believe that we saved that much money.
Let Luke's story be your story. Call Home Rate Mortgage today, 805-9100. That's 805-9100. And remember, there's no cost and no obligation to find out exactly how much you can save today.
Turn a house into a home.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at nine-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now with these amazing nine-month low rates and paying off their high-interest credit card debt into one low fixed-rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Ottawa. We paid off her mortgage and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com. Listen up, Chattanooga. Tune in to the new Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Easy 106.9 FM.
Join us Saturday at 9 a.m. for everything real estate financial. Ben and I both discuss the local Chattanooga housing market and everything local.
From exciting information that impacts Chattanooga to opportunities in real estate that can impact your family's future. It's all about the American Dream on Easy 106.9 FM.
Be sure to check out our Facebook page for special messages and forums, client questions, open houses, local testimonials, education opportunities in buying or selling, as well as all mortgage information.
Sabrina and I have a goal to enrich the local community so Chattanooga can continue to be the best place to live in America. Tune in Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on Easy 106.9.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. You know, Sabrina, we are talking to Liza Heath of First Title Insurance. And I'm just so excited to have her on because, number one, she represents First Title, and they've done such an extraordinary job, not just in the title and the closings and the insurance side of real estate transactions for your business, for my business, and for many in the community, but they've been a great part of the community.
Oh, yeah.
So we will get into that here in just a minute. But I would like to continue this because, you know, she was mentioning one of the things about title insurance is taxes.
Right.
Funny enough, the only sure thing in life is death and taxes, right?
You got that.
But, you know, I mean, seriously, what's the on title insurance? I've had clients in the past, Liza, say, I don't need this title insurance. It's $800, $600 or whatever. I mean, to me, Liza, it's the best to protect the biggest decision of your life. How could that not be worth $600, $800 that it is?
Well, I don't know, because this is what I've done for so long, and I've seen so many times when that small investment has come back and paid out big time for people and had protected them from losing that big investment that they have made and have invested so much in.
Elaborate on that if you may. Give some examples of common things that arise people don't even think about.
Well, one of the big things that we start looking for that we try to protect people in, especially in an area of construction or rehab, or the mechanics, material liens can come up. And these can come up after the fact where you, after you even buy the property.
Yes.
And title insurance would protect you for something in that event that actually came up after your day of closing. Somebody could send, could have built a house, and you're moving into a brand new house thinking that everything's paid for with your one mortgage payment. But then somebody, you get a notice in the mail that says that you're going to have to pay.
The HVAC guy.
Right. And they're going, or they're going to come and pull it out of the house because they haven't been paid.
And now they want to put a lien on the property. Wow.
Well, that's a good point. That happened to one of my girlfriends. And I'll just tell you, I had a client one time. I call her a girlfriend. She became a friend because we did a lot of transactions together. But she invested in real estate. And she never wanted to get title insurance. She wanted to save every penny. Well, she bought a property. And I always advised her. I said, you need to get title insurance. I have to advise you that. Well, sure enough, she got a notice. A couple months after closing, there was a $10,000 lien against that property. And guess what? She had no recourse. She didn't have an owner's title policy or anything. And what folks don't understand, too, in Tennessee, you know, each state is different. In Tennessee, I'd say over 90% of the time, the seller pays that fee for
title
insurance.
Yes.
They pay it on behalf of the buyer. That
Absolutely.
Happens over 90% of the time. And also, they can get a credit if they have a current policy in place, right? Explain how that works.
Well, traditionally in the title insurance world, if you have a title policy 10 years old or less, you can get credit for the next policy you buy when you sell the house. So as an incentive to the buyer, you can say, I'll pay the title insurance premium. And that way you have another fee that the buyer doesn't have to pay, so you can absorb it for the buyer. And yet that's something else. It also will protect you as the seller, because then you know that the buyer, if there's an issue, it's not going to come back to you and say, hey, there's a lien, or somebody's got an easement across this property, or I've got something that is causing someone else distress. They can go to the title insurance company and file a claim, And the title insurance company will handle that, and it reduces the headache. So the only recourse the buyer would have if they don't get a title insurance policy is against the seller. So it's a motivation factor for both the buyer and the seller.
What other fees can a buyer or seller expect from the title company?
Okay, well, traditionally we have a closing fee, and that is a fee that usually the buyer and seller both have, and it's usually about the same amount of money. And then there's a doc prep fee for the legal documents that are involved in the transaction. Mm-hmm. So whatever documents we have to prepare, a warranty deed is the main one. And then if you are getting a loan or a mortgage, you would have that document as well.
Awesome.
Let me ask you one other thing, too, about estates.
Okay.
You deal with those. I know there's always issues with estates where people are involved or someone may not have a will. What are common problems you see with title with where estates are concerned?
Okay, so I handle a lot of closings where there's estates involved. Somebody passes and perhaps doesn't have a will. So what we have to do is investigate and find out who that person's heirs are and hopefully be able to track them down and locate them and get them to sign a deed to convey their interest in the property. We also have to be concerned about TennCare. The state of Tennessee has what we call a super lien over all estates of people if they qualify under TennCare, if they've received any nursing home care. So we have to be
aware
of that.
That's an educational fact right there. And that, you know, that should be buyer beware.
Absolutely. And but they don't always recognize that.
But it's important that people have a will. Is that, I mean, can you stress that
enough? Oh, I 100%. I preach it every day. I don't think there's a day goes by that I don't tell somebody you need a will and you need a power of attorney for someone who you really trust. Because if you don't, the issues that you're going to cause the people that you love when you leave, there are going to be a lot of problems. And if you love somebody, for their sake, take care of those things.
Amen. And, you know, I know we talk about, you know, survey issues, disputes across the fence, the easements, the access to the property, and, you know, of course, these taxes. I'll tell you what, folks, it's a no-brainer to have a good title company that's got your back. You know, Lisa, we appreciate you being here today, but I think you've got some exciting app that's going to help realtors and lenders.
Yeah.
You know, before you go, we would like to just give us a just
give a, us a preview, a sneak preview
of what's coming.
Okay, I'd love to. The app that we're talking about is an app that you can put on your phone, and we have the figures all put in, the closing costs already pre-entered, so that you can just go to the app, enter an amount that you're going to purchase the property for, the loan amount, and it's going to give us a fairly accurate estimate of what the net proceeds are going to be for the seller and what the costs are going to be for the buyer. So this is a very helpful, as you were saying, that you never know when you might be listing or showing a house or talking to a client, and you're like, ah, how much is this going to cost? What are those recording fees? What are the transfer? We're going to Georgia because I practice both in Tennessee and Georgia, and uh-huh. So the costs are completely different. So we have to be able to approach that and give those on the forefront of the technology, and that's what we're so excited about.
Well, my clients awesome. Always want to know their net proceeds. Very
yes.
common question. So this is going to be a very easy way to access a good estimate, a close estimate to that. When can we get this app, Lisa?
Well, we're only offering it to our very exclusive clients.
Well, and I better be on that list.
Well, you are. That's why I'm here today. That is one of our big things, that, and then, of course, you know, the new e-notarization law that's passed in Tennessee is going to also be very, very important going forward. So stay tuned to hear more about that as well.
Well, you just make sure I get on the app list, okay?
Yes.
Hey, Lisa, I got one question for you.
Sure.
Where's Jeremy at today?
Well, this is the busiest day of the month for us, and he is probably trying to hold down the fort without me. I don't know if it's possible. But, this morning...
Probably not.
No, well, he's... I don't think he's at the office today. I think he's probably still in bed.
Yeah, he probably is, honey.
Well, you know, when you got 20 closings a day like you all are, it's an exciting time for all of us, and we appreciate... you know, the opportunity to have you on and educate the public, because that's ultimately what the public wants. They want to learn and make informed decisions on their own. And, you know, First Title has been around for how long again?
Since 1983.
Okay, so there you go, folks. You've got strength, you've got stability, you've got a company. I already know about their fees, some of the lowest in, you know, they're very standard. They don't get off base. Folks, First Title Insurance, you can go online at FTIUSA.com, is that right?
FTICUSA.
FTICUSA.com. That's FTICUSA.com. They've got a great website. You can contact them. They're over on Broad Street. Had a great renovation over there. I'm super impressed with their office.
Absolutely.
It looks
plenty
beautiful.
Of parking.
Unfortunately, it has candy in the front, so everybody, you know, just go ahead and raid their candy.
Yeah.
But they're such great people, been a great part of the community, and make a difference in the
community. They do a great job.
So thanks for coming on.
It is my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
This is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour, folks, and this is Easy 106.9 FM. You know, when we come back, Sabrina, we are going to be talking some testimonials. We're going to have a live call in.
That's awesome.
That's pretty exciting stuff. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about some stats, some real estate information that I think is exciting because, you know, expectations is everything.
And we need to tell everyone how to get in touch with us, Ben.
So that's a very good point. We could do that. So you can reach Home Rate Mortgage at 423-805-9100, and you can go online at homeratemortgage.com. We're here to serve you for all your mortgage needs, questions, maybe products, maybe how to buy a home. Maybe you're a renter out there that needs to find out how to stop renting and give all that money away to the landlord. Let's stop doing that, folks. Sabrina, where can everybody reach you?
Well, if you're searching for a realtor that will work hard for you, whether you are listing your home or whether you are buying your next home, you need to call Sabrina Realty, 423-499-7780. That's 499-7780. Or visit our website at SabrinaRealty.com.
Folks, we'll be right back.
Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. We just helped a physician of 27 years here in Chattanooga save $160,000 on a refinance. You can do it too. 805-9100, HomeRateMortgage.com. Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now. 805-9100. With rates at 9-month lows, your home purchasing power just went up $28,000. If you were able to buy a $225,000 home, now you can buy a $250,000 home for the exact same payment. That's a quarter of $1 million. The Jones family had been house hunting for months, and with the timing of these low rates, they were able to get into the home of their dreams. It's easy, and you can do it too. Call 805-9100. It just takes 10 minutes, and this phone number, 805-9100, or homeratemortgage.com.
Turn a house into a home.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Tune in to the new Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Easy 106.9 FM.
Join us Saturday at 9 a.m. for everything real estate financial. Ben and I both discuss the local Chattanooga housing market and everything local.
From exciting information that impacts Chattanooga to opportunities in real estate that can impact your family's future, it's all about the American dream on Easy 106.9 FM.
Be sure to check out our Facebook page for special messages and forums, client questions, open houses, local testimonials, education opportunities in buying or selling, as well as all mortgage information.
Sabrina and I have a goal to enrich the local community so Chattanooga can continue to be the best place to live in America. Tune in Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on Easy 106.9. Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100.
9100. We just helped a home inspector purchase a $370,000 home in Deer Ridge in Ootowah with just 5% down. You can do it too. 805-9100, homeratemortgage.com.
You're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM. I tell you, Ben, it has been a show just packed full of information. Lisa Heath is just a world of knowledge when it comes to title and defects and overcoming problems. Right. With title, right. I mean, just
and technology.
A lot of experience. She said they've been here since, what, 1983?
1983. And
wow.
She, you know, Ray Fox started it.
I'm telling you.
He's a pillar in the community.
It's local. So you've got, for our listeners now, you've got the latest stats of the real estate market.
Yeah,
what's
got,
going on?
I've got a few stats, and some of them are very intriguing, and then others are questioning. You know, they're questioning. I question some of the data sometimes, and it's okay to do that.
Yeah. Well, I'm probably going to question some of it.
Okay. Well, let's get started. It's just now May, so the April data is not quite out yet, but this is interesting. March to March,
right?
The 2 years, closings are up 3.1%.
So you're comparing it to last year.
Yeah. March compared to March, and it also has year to date is up over 3% on closings. Well, that's exciting data because, you know, this January was definitely a little bit lower than last January.
Right.
So it's showing that the market is making a strong entry into the springtime, which is the fever for buying homes and selling
homes.
So that's an exciting fact that I think we all agree with.
Right.
What do you think is really caused that though? Because I've got an obvious one. You know, it started out slow this year in January. So why is it really revving past March of last year? March last year was strong.
Oh, well, you know, from what I'm seeing, there's a lot of demand out there right now. And prices are going up. And I think the word is kind of spreading to sellers, too, that if you've ever been thinking about selling your home, now's the time. And you've got a lot of folks. I know people I've been out talking to about listing their home, Ben. You know, they raise their kids in the home. They don't need this 4,500, 5,000 square feet anymore. They're looking at downsizing, going to simpler life, smaller
efficient
yard.
Living.
Exactly. And then you've got these new families coming up that are now raising their kids and stuff. They're looking for good schools. They're looking for that square footage. They need it. And so there's just not enough homes out there, but the demand is there. And I'm seeing that. And what I have been seeing, and we're going to have a call later in the show just to demonstrate this, but I'm seeing, you know, folks that I sold them their house 3 and 4 years ago, they're having me come out and run the comparable sales on it, and it's amazing how the numbers have gone up.
And they're surprised. I mean, there's like, shocked. What? Are you seeing? No, you can't get that much. And guess what happens? It happens. So I'll tell you one more thing that's fueling this. I mean, we've got the local economy.
Low rates.
Yeah, low rates. There
that's
you go.
It.
We're at 11-month lows, and I'm going to tell y'all if it's 12-month here in the next 5 or 6 days as the data comes out. But that's huge. We've seen rates last year climb, and that definitely softened the market at the year end. But, you know, then rates started going down, and it's been coming down. But they had gotten so high at the very beginning of last year that it just put a, I think mentally, it just put a damper on people because the payment was about $100 higher for some people.
Right.
Well, guess what? 11-month lows, so you can count backwards if you want.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The point is we 11-month lows. That tells you that rates have come down considerably. And remember the data I told you? A $250,000 home for sale today is like buying a $225,000 home 11 months ago, folks.
Exactly.
That means if you buy a $250,000 home today, right now, lock it in with Sabrina, you go get the contract signed, you are getting $25,000 off of that house because of one thing, interest rates, folks.
That's right.
Now, if that's not a call to action,
that's exciting, too, and I'm so glad to hear that because the predictions have been, and all I was hearing last year, and we had a chief economist come in and talk to the realtors, and all the predictions were that we were going to see rates go up, especially this year. I even heard they're going to go as high as 6%, and we were actually anticipating that happening already. already. And so what are the rates right now? What's the going rate right
you
now?
You can get rates in the threes on a 15-year
loan.
That's
unbelievable.
And at, you know, at right at the bottom of 4% on a 30-year, you know, 4 to 4.5, depending on, you know, your credit, depending on how much money you're putting down. But here's the bottom line. You can get into a house with less money down with a low interest rate and save $25,000 today.
And you cannot borrow that cheap. I mean, it's unbelievable how cheap you can borrow money right now.
Yeah. I mean, inflation long term over the course of history, going back 50 years plus, is, you know, right around that 3% mark. Well, so that means even if your money's parked in a bank account, it can have some less value by up to 3%, because the cost of food and goods and other durables, cars, everything's going up by 3% a year average.
Right.
Well, you can borrow money at nearly 3%.
Well,
so it's like borrowing money for free.
That's
if you
unbelievable.
Really think about budgeting mm-hmm. and lifestyle. I mean, that's what we're really concerned about. I mean, when somebody's listening to our show right now, they're concerned. They're probably, you know, out and about doing their, you know, thinking about their life, trying to improve their life. Well, one way to improve your life is to improve your budget.
Right.
Because the amount of money in your pocket can impact your future.
Absolutely.
And so
and your lifestyle, just your everyday lifestyle. And, you know, being what's so good about what you're sharing is we've been talking about how great the market is for sellers. There's no doubt it is.
Right.
But the market's good for buyers, too, because the interest rates are so low.
In fact, here's the next facts on that. So it says that in March, this is MLS data. This is
right.
You know, thousands and thousands of properties being sold. It says that new listings are up.
Yep.
8%.
See, and that's kind of hard to swallow, because what I'm finding, and this is happening for me, when I put a house on the market, especially if it's, you know, below $350,000 or something like that, there is such huge demand. I mean, immediately you're getting showings. In most cases, you've got offers coming in within 24 hours.
You do. And you know, if you're just now joining us, this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour on Easy 106.9 FM. And what we're talking about here is market data and how it impacts real people's lives. And we had just shared with you that new listings are up 8%. And I really felt a little bit of disagreement, but that's just the point.
We're not seeing them stay on the market long enough to see that 8%.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to choose the right realtor.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And you work, you know, you work everywhere.
Exactly.
But your life is in the East Brainerd, Ottawa area most of the day. I mean, I know you're downtown and you're meeting with the mayor.
Now I'm licensed in Georgia.
You're everywhere. But I think when you think about how big our market has become, I think out in the outer edges, I think we're seeing more activity.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that's where this data, I mean, this data is true data. There's more listings out. But I think what you got to recognize is that these hot pocket areas where you spend most of your time in Ottawa is it's just so fire. You're getting those loans. These real estate listings, and they're gone. And that's, you know, we stress the importance of not just choosing the right realtor and lender, but it's not about just making a decision to buy a home. It's about making the decisions to be timely in that decision-making process.
Yeah.
You've got to be prepared.
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter if you're thinking about selling or buying. You know, you do need to get a professional, whether it's a realtor, lender. All that's very important, you know, and we're going to talk about that later in the show, how important that is, because we're going to hear a live testimonial. But, you know, and if your house is not getting the activity that it should be getting, then maybe it's not getting the exposure it needs.
Right. If you've got a realtor on your listing, let me say this, look, if your house is not getting sold within a certain time frame, there's one of two possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Two major possibilities. It's either one or the other. Either you're not, buyers or potential buyers are not seeing your home.
Right.
Or buyers are seeing your home and they're not satisfied with the price based on the potential. Maybe it's just the pictures they're seeing. Maybe it's the price that they're seeing, but maybe there's not an attraction there so that they actually are like, you know what, I need to go look at this house.
Well, you just hit on something very important. You said maybe buyers aren't seeing your home if it's not getting exposure. And you know what a lot of folks don't realize, especially if they haven't bought or sold in a long time, is that 92% of buyers are finding their home on the internet. You have to have a strong internet presence to reach buyers. You know, you find this too. A lot of buyers are, you know, they're very savvy. They do all their homework. They're looking online. I often have buyers come in. They've already got a list of homes they want to see because they've already been doing the shopping online. So you've got to have online presence when you've got 92% of buyers shopping online. And that means you better have a good online presence. You better have good photos, a good write-up. How important is that?
Well, and I go back to something. I'm a data guy, so I immediately think in my head, and I love doing that because I think about the people driving saying, well, I know that. I know so-and-so realtor, but do you really know how much they're able to put into their own online presence? Because think about this, folks. Sabrina, for example, spends thousands and thousands of dollars on from internet marketing, website presence,
Absolutely.
SEO.
Absolutely.
She's doing things that, and there's 2,000 agents in this town.
That's right.
2,000 agents. And I'm going to, you know, 80% of them don't put any money into their business.
That's true.
They're just looking to know you from, whether it's from church or from school or whatnot. And if they don't invest in their product, in their service, if they're not raising capital to fund the opportunities to attract buyers to your listing, it's real simple, folks. You're using the wrong realtor.
That's right.
And 80%, and I'll equate that, that's 1,600 realtors. And I don't mean any disrespect, especially to realtors that are working hard for the first time getting started
that's
in the business. But you've got to invest in your business.
You have to.
Otherwise, you're going to be a going concern as a business because when they don't sell their home, they're going to call Sabrina and then she's going to sell it fast.
And you have to do more and more creative marketing. And, you know, you touched on social media. I mean, that is so important now. You have to. And, you know, my phone, I don't know if your phone does this to you. My phone will now, it'll give me a
telemarketer.
Well, it'll tell me how much time I've spent on it.
Oh, yes.
You know? And so everybody's on social media. So that's a great opportunity. Realtors should be promoting all their listings on social media for sure. If you're having an open house, if it's a new listing, if you've had a price change, you should be promoting it on social media. That's just the way of the world.
Amen. I think that's the advantage for using Sabrina. When we come back, we're going to be talking testimonials and getting right into that. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. This is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour on Easy 106.9 FM. Listen up, Chattanooga. Tune in to the new Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Easy 106.9 FM.
Join us Saturday at 9 a.m. for everything real estate financial. Ben and I both discuss the local Chattanooga housing market and everything local.
From exciting information that impacts Chattanooga to opportunities in real estate that can impact your family's future, it's all about the American dream on Easy 106.9 FM.
Be sure to check out our Facebook page for special messages and forums, client questions, open houses, local testimonials, education opportunities in buying or selling, as well as all mortgage information.
Sabrina and I have a goal to enrich the local community so Chattanooga can continue to be the best place to live in America. Tune in Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on Easy 106.9.
Maybe you've had a situation like this.
Hi, I'm Luke Raby with Paul Bunyan Tree Service. I've lived in Ringgold my whole life. We bought a house in 2011. We got it financed in a local bank.
And what was your experience with the bank?
I feel like they took advantage of us because we didn't know the mortgage process and my payment was too high.
So Luke, what'd you do next?
So I called Ben Phillips at Home Rate Mortgage. He saved me $1,500 a month on my house payment.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
My experience at Home Rate Mortgage was awesome. They treated me just like I treat my customers.
So what did your wife say to $1,500 a month? How'd she react?
She said that she couldn't believe that we saved that much money.
Let Luke's story be your story. Call Home Rate Mortgage today, 805-9100. That's 805-9100. And remember, there's no cost and no obligation to find out exactly how much you can save today.
Turn a house into a home.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now with these amazing 9-month low rates and paying off their high interest credit card debt into one low fixed rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Ottawa. We paid off her mortgage and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com. Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. With rates at 9-month lows, your home purchasing power just went up $28,000. If you were able to buy a $225,000 home, now you can buy a $250,000 home for the exact same payment. That's a quarter of $1 million. The Jones family had been house hunting for months, and with the timing of these low rates, they were able to get into the home of their dreams. It's easy, and you can do it too. Call 805-9100. It just takes 10 minutes, and this phone number, 805-9100, or homeratemortgage.com. Turn a house into a home.
Now, back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to Easy 106.9, to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour, where we're talking everything real estate. And we have a special caller on the phone right now, Hunter Williams. Hello, Hunter. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Well, Hunter is a special young man. We had the opportunity recently, Sabrina Realty, to list his home. I met Hunter several years ago, had the opportunity to work with him and his beautiful wife, Sam, sold them the home that they were in back in 2016, and then listed it in 2019. And Hunter, were you not amazed at how much the prices have gone up?
Oh, it was unreal. I mean, we never planned to sell our house that fast, but I mean, when we saw that, you know, we could make a $30,000-$40,000 profit on our home, it was a no-brainer. I mean, I never would have thought I would get that much extra in such a short amount of time on that house that we bought.
I know. You know, and for folks listening, just to kind of tell you what we're talking about, back in 2016, Hunter bought his house for $110,000. And had me come out and run some comparable sales on it and do a free consultation. He was thinking about selling it, buying something else, and it was unbelievable. But we were able to sell his house just 3 years later for $147,900. That is unbelievable. And Hunter, I just really am thrilled that you and Sam both trusted me again to be your realtor. It means a lot. And I think you could share with our listeners out there today how important it is to choose the right realtor. Share maybe just some of the challenges we faced when we were selling your home and when you guys were buying the home that you're now in.
Yeah, so it's definitely a story for the books. But, you know, I couldn't have imagined trying to do everything that we went through on our own. Because, you know, the person that we bought the house from, to put it nicely, was just a little difficult. And, I mean, we had to navigate some issues. And if it wasn't for Sabrina and her expertise, I don't know what we would have done. I mean, you know, because Sabrina's been in the realty world for, you know, you've been in it so long that
right.
you were prepared to kind of take on any challenges that we hit. And so not only just trying to buy that house, but then the speed of it too, you know, I couldn't believe that within a month we both sold the house and got a new one. And if it wasn't for you matching us with the right lender and just everything that went into it, the contract, you know, making sure everything was set where it was going to benefit us and help us. And I just couldn't have imagined trying to do everything we did in such a short amount of time without, you know, your help with it.
Well, and I appreciate that. And you just said something very key. You touched on not only was it important to choose the right realtor, someone that's going to work hard for you, that has experience to navigate challenges and issues that arise that you never even can imagine, but picking the right lender. And you just said that. That was key. And I referred you, of course, to one of Ben's associates at Home Rate Mortgage. And I believe Isaiah there was he's the one that handled your loan, didn't he, Hunter?
Yeah, Isaiah was great.
Isaiah was great. And let me tell you something, as a realtor, how important it is to have a lender that's going to answer that phone, you know, because often I'm out showing property on the weekend, Saturdays, and it's so important to have someone that's going to answer that phone on a weekend, get back to you. You know, often when I'm preparing an offer for a client, I need to know what the closing costs are going to be. And it's good to have a lender that you can reach out to, and you know they're going to answer their phone, number one, and then they're going to get you the answers you need so you can proceed. And that's why I love to work with Home Rate Mortgage, because Ben has trained his folks right over there. I'm telling you, they all get back to you and they all do a phenomenal job. And Hunter, I just appreciate you for coming on the radio show today and sharing your story. It was pretty painless in the fact that when we listed your house, the process went really quick. You got a ton of showings right off the bat. I remember your house was showing, seems like almost numerous times every day.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got that offer and negotiated through that. And, you know, of course, the buyer had their home inspector, and we were able to negotiate through the repairs and everything and keep everything moving forward. But then, like you said, what you found out, you got to experience it twofold, because you got to experience being a seller and being a buyer. And what a lot of buyers are experiencing right now on the market is there's such huge demand. It's like when you find a house and you like it, the days of going home and sleeping on it, talking about it, those are over. Because if you find that perfect home that you want to buy, you better act on it. And, you know, that's one thing that you and your wife did. You guys acted very quickly, and you know, looked to me for advice on what to offer and what to ask for. And I think at the end of the day, you guys did really, really well. But what was good is that you guys listened. You listened to advice, and you were smart to hire someone to represent you as a realtor and as a lender. And so I just appreciate the opportunity. And what's funny for our listeners, what's unbelievable, is I went out to list Hunter and Sam's house and then listed his dad and mom's home a day later. They both went under contract a day apart, and they both closed a day apart. That's kind of neat, wasn't it, Hunter?
Yeah, it was funny. We couldn't help each other move because we both were moving on the same day. So it was kind of crazy how it all went down. But I mean, like I said, it was definitely a story for the book. Nothing about it was normal or slow or anything, but you know, like I said, it was awesome having the help that we did getting through it.
Well, Hunter, if you had any advice for anyone listening out there today that's thinking about selling their home or even thinking about buying a home, what would your advice be?
I mean, you know, obviously make sure you get that right realtor and lender, because I didn't say much about it, but with Home Rate Mortgage, they played a big role in getting the house too, because, you know, I could go into detail of all these bumps in the road we had hit, and, you know, Home Rate Mortgage, they were there every step of the way, like, oh, well, you know what, we can change this, or we can work around this. And they took something that could have been very stressful and really alleviated it. And so I'd say really look at getting, you know, a solid realtor that's been in the game for a while and a lender that really knows their stuff. And it goes a long way. And some people, they think, oh, I know enough about homes that I could do this on my own. But not until you run into, you know, a crazy buyer or selling, so you realize, oh man, there's more to this than I really thought there was.
Exactly. Well, I tell you, I think that's great advice, Hunter. Really good advice you gave to anyone thinking about selling their home or buying another home. And you're right about Home Rate Mortgage. I agree 100%. I'll tell you something. I've had loans that other lenders had and taken them and given them to Home Rate Mortgage, and they've closed them in as little as 12 days. It's really unbelievable. But that was great advice, and I'm just glad that you and everything worked out. you had a happy ending, you and Sam. And, you know, when you guys, after you have a couple more kids and everything and y'all ready to buy a bigger home, you know who to call.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, Hunter. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, what an awesome phone call and an awesome testimonial for both of us. Ben, you know, he really stressed there at the end the importance of really having the right lender. And you know how important it is. You know, when someone's buying a home, you're having to tell them to bring in, you know, all their paperwork, their tax returns, proof of employment. And, you know, you're
and
just,
they feel like it's a document mountain.
They do. And so to have a lender that makes that painless, less stressful, and that's communicating, you know, that's important. You know how many people tell me, I've heard this so many times. I heard this the other day at a closing. I was sitting there, and of course, you guys didn't have the loan. And the buyer was really frustrated. She said, they've been asking me for the same stuff over and over and over. I've provided it like three different times. Ugh. I hear that all the time.
Yeah, that's a common thing. You know, the mortgage process, there's a lot of people involved in the mortgage process. Mm-hmm. 132 to be exact. That's actually a statistic on it. And I think that it's tough for companies to, you know, because there is ever-changing guidelines and rules. And it's tough for some companies to keep up with them and manage all those expectations and the little tweak changes that happen because of the loan products. And at Home Rate Mortgage, that's our mission, is to make it as painless as possible. So, I really appreciate that testimony, because he obviously, his family is better off today because of who he chose as a realtor and who he chose as a lender. And, I don't, you know, it's a big, big deal. You know, if you're just now joining us, folks, this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour on Easy 106.9 FM. And I just got to say that testimonial, that's awesome.
It's such a happy story. And do you know something I didn't share? They've got a beautiful little girl and one on the way. Little baby on the way. So they were wanting to get on one level where they had, you know, it was easy to be able to get to the kids and stuff, and having a new baby that'll be arriving soon. So important. And I was so glad that things worked out for them. They are so happy. Great clients to work with. And you heard me say that we sold his dad and mom's house a day apart. It was crazy. Just one of those crazy stories, one for the books.
A lot of moving trucks going on.
But, you know, Ben, he stressed how important it was to hire the right agent, hire the right mortgage person. So let's tell people, if they're looking to buy or sell a home, how they can reach us.
Okay, so we only have a minute left. It's been an awesome show today. Hey, I'm Ben Phillips. I was born and raised in this town. I love this town. I love my community. I'm here to help you win in the mortgage business. So, folks, if you need a mortgage, you need questions answered, 805-9100. We're toll-free, 844-805-9100. We're here to help you win. Sabrina?
And I'm Sabrina Smedley, and I would love to work with anyone thinking about buying or selling a home. And you can find all the information about us and our company at SabrinaRealty.com, or feel free to call at 423-499-7780. Someone will always be there to answer the call.
We'll see you next week at 9 a.m. on Easy 106.9 FM.
I'm looking forward to it, Ben, and it's been great to be back on the air with you.
Folks,
have a great weekend. We'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour with your hosts, Sabrina Smedley and Ben Phillips. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. only on Easy 106.9.